Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think your conservatives ought to feel pretty good about the court now.
Well, they're elated. Those were beautiful.
They, and you know, we've, despite all the, you know, this sour grapes by some of the press because they were out in the limb. Just amuses the hell out of me. The country doesn't give a damn about that. They only care about who the hell's appointed, don't you think?
That's right. That's right. In fact, you did on television. That's what they're interested in. Those guys got, you hit that thing right on the head, the qualifications issue.
the press trapped themselves on that, didn't they?
They really did. You see, well, I guess you didn't get a chance to see it, but Severide and Rather were just sort of swallowing their own spit after the announcement. You know, Severide had gone on just before you went on saying, looks like we're headed for a constitutional crisis. And after it was over, well, he said, Dan, I guess there won't be much trouble confirming these fellows. So it came off very well. Very well.
Yeah. Well, we've got to make our conservatives give us good marks on this, you know. They usually are, oh, I always wonder, what are you going to do for me lately? But
that's right.
This is the major thing, Pat, the biggest thing we could do. And also, it isn't just doing it, but it's getting it through. Now, we'll get these through the Senate.
Right. I don't think they can, I think you're going to get some kind of opposition just because it's political season. But
oh, they'll fight Rehnquist, of course.
But they're just,
but they'll never
they can't get a majority. They can't get anywhere near a majority.
Never.
This thing, no.
Never. Okay.
Okay, sir. Thank you.